We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti, Nick Perotti, Mike Vasquez, BYB Extreme Fighting Series President, joining us live from Florida this afternoon. Mike, you know, and I'm not disrespecting this. Please don't take this wrong. Like, WWE Sports Entertainment can go night after night after night. That's how they book venues. In your situation, when you have an event such as the BYB, how long do you have downtime before you try to put on the next event? Because obviously you want the boxers to heal up and get ready for the next, quote, pay-per-view, next venue that they're going to be heading to.
Right. Initially, for our first few runs, we'd like to have an event every quarter, one about every 90 days. That's as we ramp up. You know, there's a lot of course, expenses in building something, getting the name out there. You lose a lot. Just like any business, pretty much, you have to invest, until you get to a break-even point down the line. So we want to be smart about our dollars. We don't have, you know, the backing that some of the major companies, promotional companies have. We've had interest in people investing in our company, but we also don't want to minimize, you know, our participation in the company just to try to be fast, try to be big so fast, right? So we're growing into it. We're working with fighters. We created well-matched cards. You know, the fighters that we're giving, and part of our whole process was to give more fighters a chance. You know, it's just like I came from a NASCAR background, and you have the same drivers over and over again just being recycled from one team to another team, and it's very hard to give those young drivers and other talented drivers opportunities. And I see that happening in the fight game as well, where they come in from one series to another series to another series to another series. Meanwhile, so many young guys that are very talented. Look at Matt Delanoit, for example. He fought Jake Young. It was a clash in styles. It was a brawler against a kickboxer. Kickboxer came out of the gates and was really taking it to Matt. Matt, you know, wow, I don't know if you remember that knockout. That was right before the main event. It was the co-main event. I think it was a knockout not only of the night, but maybe of the year. Guys like that we want to give opportunities, guys like Alberto Speedy Martinez, who was undefeated in the Air Force ranks and put on a great show, also had a first-round TKO. Chris Stanley Knuckles and her fight against LaToya. These are names that you don't see, you haven't seen them in, you know, some of the other bigger of categories, but they're great fighters. They put on a great show, and, you know, it's our position that, you know, we got to give those people opportunities to show their skills and show their talent and grow. Will we bring other named fighters? And yeah, we will need to, because, you know, that's what the fan base, they're used to seeing those names and hearing those names and whatnot. So we want to do a little bit of a mix of that, but we don't want to just recycle, you know, the same old fighters from other series and introduce them here. We kind of want to give other guys opportunities.
Well, looking at the future template as well, too, for BYB, at least for what could happen for this organization in future pay-per-views, something that we saw in Showcase there at Cheyenne Ice at Event Center was at least a branded title belt, and at least understanding that championship matches could be at least coming in the future. But, you know, how long do we have to wait to see for BYB to be putting on championship fights, at least on their pay-per-view events?
Right, that would be next year. We want to have at least two to three additional events where we're introducing new fighters along with some of the guys that you saw on the first card, and kind of at the end of this year develop rankings for next year. And then set those fights up where there'll be two events prior to the championship round. So there'll be the winners from this first event will fight some new guys. The loser from this first event may fight some other guys, and we'll continue to develop rankings with the support of the UBC. I don't know if you got a chance to see the belt that the UBC had created for BYB Balls, but it's absolutely incredible. And all the fighters there would wanted to take it home, and that's what we're working towards. So we're developing. I know our other series is literally on their first fight they had championship belts, and that's just not the way it should work, to be honest with you. So we're developing more of a series aspect where we'll develop the rankings and then go into the championship rounds. In 2020.
Mike, you know, looking at BYB, and again, I'm seeing, you know, as we're getting those upstarts, you know, as they're, you know, showing that they're not ready to be in prime time, such as BYB Extreme Fighting. Let me ask you this question as I look back in the old boxing days, WBA versus WBC. You know, we go with the old Don King versus Bob Arum days. Tell me what BYB is going to be as far as different from, you know, these rival organizations. Tell me what's going to make you stand out from everyone.
Well, two things. We're staying away from the politics, like you said. Back in the day, fans couldn't get the fights they wanted because the different promoters had different politics, and they had, you know, fights would take 2 and 3 years longer than the you know, what they needed. Look at the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, for example, when it finally happened compared to when it should have happened. And that was all promoters and politics and all that. The other thing that really stands out for us is our Trigon cage. It's our position, really, that shorter, quicker fights are less dangerous for fighters and boxers than the longer, prolonged fights that go 10 and 12 rounds with heavy, you know, weighted gloves. You know, if you look at a regular boxing match, for example, it's usually 600 to 700 punches thrown, 400 to 500 punches landed, 200 or 300 of those to the head. If you look at our bare knuckle fight, I don't think any fight had more than 50 punches thrown. You know, so, and there were tons of knockouts. Whereas the other ones, they'll go 10, 12 rounds. There won't be a knockout. You got a fighter just being punished with, you know, jabs and jabs and jabs, and you don't see the damage because it's internal. It's concussive. In our bare knuckle fights, and with the Trigon, that you can't really run around. You got to fight. You're in that center of the cage, and you are going toe to toe against another competitor. If you back up from the action, you're going to put yourself in one of those tight corners. So really, our whole project is to give resolution to the event, keeping the results in the hands of the fighters and not the judges. And basically, the only of the boxing matches that went to the judges was because of an accidental eye poke. You know, and that fight, if it would have gone another, you know, few seconds, I think would have ended up in another TKO or KO, to be honest with you. So that's what we're trying to do is really, you know, there was another bare knuckle event. They do 2-minute rounds, but most of those fights go the full 5-minute rounds, and the guys end up looking like hamburgers. You know, it's just a lot of pounding. So what we've done is we've extended from 2 minutes to the full 3-minute rounds, and as a result, I don't think we had one fight that went past the third. We didn't have one fight that went past the third round. Many were in first round, second round. Only one of the bare knuckle fights went to the third round. And again, they were all settled by the fighters, except for the accidental eye poke.
Final thought before we let you go here, and we want to thank you for joining us today, and do appreciate you bringing the event to Cheyenne, and we wish you continued success. One of the things that you had mentioned early in our conversation, with this thing taking off now, and again, hopefully it moves into, you know, third and fourth gear. Sponsorships, as you mentioned, you know, big sponsors, whether it's a beer company, whether it's a restaurant chain, whatever the case may be, are you starting to get nibbles at the door right now, people saying, hey, we want to attach our name to this?
Absolutely. We had a title sponsor, Pure Natural, getpurenatural.com, which is a CBD product, pharmaceutical grade CBD. That was our title sponsor for this event. They've actually signed to be our title sponsor for the next 2 years in all our events. We've had a number of smaller companies that have jumped on board, Kick to Go Water and several others. But we are working on like I said, we're getting some nibbles, and now that we have the product in the can, coming out of the gates, when you're saying this is our first event, you really have nothing to show other than the backyard fights that we were known for. So now that there's a product, now that they see the cage, now that they see the production, the lighting, the professionalism, and I've had everybody from the Wyoming Boxing and MMA Commission, fighters who have fought in all the fight series across, tell us that that it was incredible for our first show, that it looked like we had 10 or 12 years experience behind us. You know, with the way they were treated, the way that the production went, and so forth. So we're excited now that we have that fight in the can, that we can show it. We can show it to potential sponsors. We can show it to others, and continue to grow.
Mike, we want to thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to the next event that gets here in Cheyenne.
Well, I thank you guys. Thank the city of Cheyenne, the state of Wyoming. You guys have been great. We really look forward to coming back and doing it again.
All right. Take care.